to Living with Moxie, where Shefali Burns and Donna Martouche, authors, entrepreneurs, and leaders in the world of business, education, and coaching, share ideas, resources, and strategies from the hosts and their guests to provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Join us for unique insights from outstanding achievers in business, relationships, health, finances, and living as they share strategies, wisdom, and lessons learned on the path to extraordinary living. Are you ready to live with Moxie?
Hi, everybody, and welcome. This is Donna Martouche here with my amazing, incredible, beautiful co-host, Shefali Burns. How are you doing tonight, Shefali?
I'm good. How are you?
I am awesome, and I'm so happy that we were able to get on, and it was absolutely filled with ease, and we're talking about one of my absolute favorite topics today, so I'm ultra excited.
Yes, we are talking about using intuition in your daily life and business, and you know, this is a topic that I think maybe not everybody understands or not everybody realizes how important it is to use our intuition, you know, for everything, right? And so sometimes we forget. So we're going to have a lot to talk about today because there are many ways for us to use our intuition, isn't there?
There absolutely is. And I think that you're right. A lot of people really don't even understand what the word intuition means. And sometimes they use words interchangeably in a negative context. So I'll hear people say, well, you can't use your intuition. You have to use facts and you have to use data and you have to use, you know, and they sort of discount it instead of understanding that using it is something that, you know, it's a tool that we all have that can actually help you even find the data that you need or get onto the path. You know, it's an addition to everything else that you have in your life to help you get where you want to go. And it's incredible. So maybe the first thing we can do is talk about what it is and what it means to you, right? So what are the first things that come up for you, Shefali, when you hear the word intuition?
Well, you know, like, you know, the first thing that came to my mind was, you know, woman's instinct, right? That sixth sense, you know, we just know sometimes. That's the first thing that comes to me. But I also wanted to talk about the different ways that we experience intuition, meaning, you know, some of us, you know, see different things, some of us hear different things, some of us feel, and some of us know. And like, there's so many different capacities and ways of tapping into the intuition, right?
Yeah, there absolutely is.
Yeah, so I want to talk about that a little bit too, because, you know, I'm more of a knowing and a feeling type of person. I do see and I do hear, but in a different way than what people might expect. So maybe we can talk about some of those misconceptions too around some of those gifts, right?
Yeah, so here's what sort of happens. Is very often intuition is the acceptable term that people are willing to use when they've decided that there's a difference between being intuition or being psychic. And what you've just talked about a little bit, or what people refer to in the psychic world as the five clairs, which is, you know, the seeing, knowing, sensing, feeling, and all of that component, you know, and hearing, as far as understanding all of your senses that are giving you information. So what often happens is people are not willing to acknowledge very often the psychic phenomenon that people have talked about for so many years, all the way before time. I mean, you know, we have records of people literally being afraid of it and talking about it as though it's not good or it's not possible or it's some sort of trickery or something along those lines. So in order very often for people of this day and age to do something or talk about something in which they're willing to accept, they have to shift and change definitions in a way for something that feels more realistic and feels more applicable to everybody. But the truth of the matter is that intuition is absolutely the ability to understand something immediately without the need for or the support of any type of reasoning or data. And that it's like any other muscle, just like psychic development will tell you, the more you use it and acknowledge it, the stronger and more clear it becomes over time. So whatever term you would like to use in order to talk about what this is, the truth of the matter is we are all born with this design of being able to be intuitive, psychic, whatever word you want to use, where we're receiving information all day long through every single sense that we have that is helping guide us to wherever it is that we're looking to go that would be the greatest contribution in our life. So I often think of it as your body's or your life's internal GPS system, right? When you're in the car and you're driving in a direction, you type in that you want the fastest route between, I would say here and you, Shefali, but that would be difficult getting from New York to Vienna via car alone. But you know, let's say from New York to Connecticut or New York to Canada or something along those lines, and your car is going to give you a path, right? And if something goes wrong on that path and you make a left turn or a right turn and you're going in the wrong direction, it guides you. It's a GPS system. It's a guidance system. I think of it as our own personal individual guidance system that really gives us information all day about what it is, about which way to go, what direction to take, or even some information. So when I'm working with a client, let's say, I can very often get a lot of information about what's truly going on with them, how to best help them, and sometimes you need that automatically, like instantly, right away, that knowing, so that you can really help people in a crisis situation or in any situation as far as guiding them goes, but in your own life. So it's an incredible gift. We all have it, and then we learn to disregard it throughout our life, and then we tend to find it again, usually around, you know, between the ages of 40 and 60 years old, when we sort of begin to relearn or tap back into things that we once knew was true and real and then discounted because for whatever reason at that moment in our life it just didn't fit. So I know I'm sort of rambling here, but
No, that's okay, because you know, from time to time, you know, I ramble a lot too. So, you know, this is something that, like, we are receiving information from all of our senses, from our entire being all of the time. But so often, most of the time, we are in our head. And so we're not able to perceive the information and be aware of the information that's coming to us. And sometimes we're not even looking for it, you know? And that's the thing that we really need to get back into, being present in, being present, number one, and then being more able to feel and sense what our body, because I guess I'm a sensual type of person, so I feel, you know, being more tapped into the body so that we can receive those messages and not just, you know, what we're thinking and that way. But where are they going with this? Yeah, so all of the time, like, we could be receiving information, but we're just not focused on it, right? We're just not aware of it. And so how do we switch our focus from our mental capacity and like that constant thinking in our head to actually being aware and being present of what is going on around us?
That's a really great question. And not surprisingly, I have some really great suggestions for that, because as I said, you know, it's one of my favorite things to do. And I've worked with people's kids related to it, because parents notice a skill or an ability, or sometimes there's just things going on and their parents need to understand it. I've worked with adults as far as developing it. And, you know, just like teaching anything, there's a scaffolding involved. So when we learn not to listen to it, that's because certain events have occurred in our lives where we've been taught to disregard it. And when we are learning to listen to it, it's the similar thing. We start stacking all of those pieces of information over and over and over again so that we can become more aware. So one of the first things, and I always say when people are listening to you and I, because we get a lot of information fast because of the way you and I both work with energy, write, take, get some notes, get some water, get a pen and paper so that you can write some of this down. One of the first things that you could do if you really feel like you don't know what your intuition feels like, shows up like, looks like for you, is to go back and take a few minutes to just do this deep breathing, you know, a deep breath in and release, a deep breath in and release, and take yourself back to when you were a child or throughout your life, and there was a time where you just said to yourself, I knew it. I knew it. I don't know how I knew it. I just knew it. And it doesn't matter what it was, right? It just matters that you remember it and you acknowledge that you really did know. And that was part of your knowing. So what you're going to do now, all the way through break, is you're going to remember that event, put a little note down about that event, the time, what sensations you noticed in your body. Was it something you heard? Was it something you felt? Was it something you saw? And for some people, It could be multiple pieces of information coming in at the same time where you're seeing, smelling, feeling something all at the same time, hearing something all at the same time. And for others, very often they have one sense that is a lot more heightened than others. For me, it switches. It depends on where the information is coming from, who I'm with, and how large a crowd of people are that I'm working with, or whatever that may be. And then once you've got some pieces of that written down for that first experience, you're going to acknowledge it, express gratitude for this to yourself on paper, and you're going to go back now and look for your second memory. A second memory where you knew something that there's no explanation for how you could have known, and capture that. Capture that, write that down, and think back now to where that information came from. Did it feel like it was just a thought in your mind? Did it feel like it was something that you felt throughout your body, that you saw a vision of something, a picture of something? Write that down. And again, acknowledge it, express gratitude for it, and start to see now if there's any connection between the first memory and the second as you get ready to enter yet your third memory. Now, I would say do this three memories, and then tomorrow or later today, you add another three. And that's the scaffolding part. It's sort of you reaching back into your life to make a list of all the times that intuition really did show up and you happen to not acknowledge it. So now you can acknowledge it, and you can also start to see how it showed up for you in your life. And understand that it changes, so I don't want you to make it solid, and we'll talk about that after break. But this is the beginning of reconnecting with something that you do have, you just may have forgotten or gotten disconnected from at some point in your life. So write that down during break, and we'll be right back with you after these messages.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatesPR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Everyone, and we are back here on Living with Moxie. I'm your host, Shefali Burns, and I'm here with Donna Martouge, my co-host. And today we are talking about using intuition in your daily life and business. And just before we went to break, Donna was talking about doing an exercise where you write down something from the past that you remembered about your intuition, about something that came to you, some sort of memory that came to you. And so I thought I would share one of mine anyways. And I remember this from, oh my goodness, I think I must have been around, I don't know, 14, 15. And I was supposed to meet a girlfriend at lunch in the cafeteria. I was in high school, right? I was supposed to meet her for lunch, and I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, yeah, she's not showing up. I know she's not coming. There's something happened with her because it's already been 2 minutes. She's always on time. What happened? And then I had this image pop into my head of her falling and getting hurt. And then so she didn't show up. And then, you know, an hour or two later after my next class, like after lunch and after the next class, I happened to run into her in the hall. And I said, what happened? And she told me that she had fallen down the steps in the front of the school because it was a bit slippery. And then she had to go to the nurse's office and so on and so forth. So I had seen that. And what's funny is, like, when she said it to me, it's like, oh, my God. It's like, wow. You know, it's like I didn't tell her I saw it because, you know, she would have thought I was crazy. But I, you know, it's like, oh, okay. Well, I hope you're okay. You know, I'm glad you're okay, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I didn't acknowledge it really because I didn't want her to think I was crazy and weird and, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what happens a lot is somewhere we've picked up this idea that if we do talk that way or if we do share something like that, then there's something wrong with us. It's not yep. normal. It's out there. It fits into this category that people don't understand or appreciate or whatever that may be. So we start to disregard it, discount it, and actually decrease our connection and eventually end our connection with that intuition because of that exact reason is we've made it wrong, right? You know, so maybe everyone, wherever you've made that wrong, you could now just take a deep breath in, and when you release it, know that you're going to totally choose something else, and you could let go of that everywhere where you've made it wrong in your whole entire life and just clear it out of your system and Absolutely. Change that now. Because now you're in a different situation. Now you know something else, so you can clear it and you could let that go, right?
Beautiful. Yes, thank you. And, you know, it's not crazy. It's not weird. It's not woo-woo. It's just a way of getting information. You know, and that it's something totally normal, totally natural. We all do it all the time that we're receiving this information. We're just not aware of it because we're focusing on other things, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, I think that I might have said this. No, I didn't say this on this show. I said it in one of the classes I was teaching not too long ago, and it was teaching a class on intuition. And it was just sort of, you know, I have so many stories, thankfully, in my life about where, you know, about how intuition has shown up, and it has shown up and shifted and changed over time. And I think towards the end of the show, I'll talk about that in a bit. But one of the stories that where I remember me deciding that somehow my intuition was wrong. And I think it's important for us to recognize this and then get where we might have actually created and locked something into place and disconnected ourselves. But not that you have to search for it, but it may pop up for you, right? Is I was at school, at the high school, and my cousins went to the same school as I did. And my cousin introduced me to someone who was on his football team. And when I met him, I'm going to intentionally not say his name, so we'll call him Randy at this moment in time, because, you know, it's amazing how people your whole entire life start popping back up and listen, and I don't want to get one of those messages like, hey, you talked about me on the radio. But yeah, but it was funny because when I met him, I said to him, how's your mom? You know, I'm sorry to hear about your mom. And he turned pale as a ghost. I mean, he was a gorgeous Black African-American man who was the sweetest guy with the most amazing body physically in shape, football player, sweet as pie. And he turned pale as a ghost. And you would think that if he could run me over with a car at that very moment, he would have done it. And then he looked at me, really not able to speak for a minute, and said, I didn't tell anybody about my mom. How do you know about my mom? And if I can tell you how wrong I made myself in that 10 seconds, I literally left the psychic circuit, stopped reading tarot cards, stopped doing readings for people, stopped working with people, because I decided that somehow I must be doing something wrong to have hurt somebody. And I didn't realize at that moment in time, I mean, I was like 15 years old, I didn't realize at that moment in time that, you know, what happened was in my head, he and I did have a conversation, and I knew this whole story in depth about his mom having cancer and how he's, you know, going home and trying to manage that. And his dad isn't there anymore, and he feels all this pressure, and he's feeling alone, and there was a lot of fear and questions going on. And I literally, in my mind, felt like he and I had believed that he and I had had that conversation, and he shared that with me. And there was no separation between that and my conversation with him. So I didn't notice at that moment in time that that event didn't really occur, but it was information that was coming to me.
Yeah.
So at that moment, I said, you know, I'm going to be quiet and I'm going to learn to just listen, because that was information that wasn't asked for. And maybe I shouldn't have said that. And I seem to have really hurt somebody. So I really stopped for a while. And I had people who many of you even know that are well-known people. I had John Edwards. I had Shelley Pack. I had people from all around the world say, who I worked with at the psychic circuit in New York, saying, what's going on? Like, why did you stop? And I said, I gave them the example of this story, and they offered me some information in order to guide me that was really brilliant. But the amazing part was, after I made myself wrong and after all of this occurred and I really said, maybe I don't know what I'm doing, or maybe this just isn't meant to be, or maybe not everybody's supposed to have this information or whatever, I got the most beautiful letter from this person who I said that to, who said to me, I just want to thank you. I don't know how you knew what you knew, which quite frankly, he acknowledged was a bit scary for him. But it really changed things for me, because for the first time I was able to acknowledge that I really needed help. And I went home and I cried and I told my mom that I can't do it alone and that I was afraid. And it changed my last year and a half with her. And it wouldn't have been what it was if whatever you said didn't happen. Yeah. So,
nice.
So I know. So, you know, John had once said to me, don't read the mail, just deliver it. And I get that when you're doing a reading. Like, it's not my job to understand necessarily the information that's coming out when you're asking for it. But this was sort of just a casual, hey, I met somebody, you know, at an event kind of thing. And I went, okay, so how do I practice understanding the difference between the information I know or I don't know or whatever that was? But either way, the information that came out turned out to be the greatest gift for this person. And I didn't know that for about a year and a half. And for a year and a half, I was quiet for a really long time. I did a lot of reading and I delved into psychology and I started gearing all my talents towards something else, because in that moment I made myself wrong. So how many moments in your life did you know something that you talked yourself out of, that you didn't say, that you didn't share, or that you did share, and because of the reaction you made yourself wrong, you were determined to never do that again, or you've decided to just be quiet, right? And everything that comes up when I say that, you know, you can release all of that right now and shift and change that now. Just take a deep breath and then blow it out as hard as you can and release that and let that go now. Because that brought up a lot for all of our listeners. I can feel that in the energy in this moment. So we can totally change that, right?
Yeah. And so, Donna, one thing that was coming up for me while you were talking in this, you know, it's like, oh, wow. This is, you know, I guess I was really intuitive back when I was a teenager, and I used to hear things all the time and see things all the time, but it always was when I was in either really depressed, really sad, and then I would hear, you know, somebody talking to me or saying my name or just, you know, being present. You know, and so then I think I might have equated that with, okay, so I'm only going to hear stuff when I'm in a really bad place, when I'm really depressed or when I'm really sad or when I'm, you know, when people have died and then I can't handle it kind of thing, you know. So, yeah. So, and it's like, I'd rather hear not all the time, but, you know, more often, not just when I'm in a really bad state, you know. And it's like, and I guess it kind of freaked me out. You know, at that time when I was hearing things, and I kind of shut it down, because it's like, oh my God, I'm already like freaked out because of this, you know, this drama that's just happened and people have died and this and that. And I'm really sad and I'm really depressed and I'm really scared and I'm really angry at God, and blah, blah, blah. And now I'm hearing things and it's like, ah, what? You know? And yeah. So I wonder
that
how many
was
people have experienced that as well, you know, where they just didn't know what to do with it.
And that was one of the things that made me decide that I really wanted to create classes for parents and children so that they can both learn what to do with it, right? Because because if you don't know, then very young, we make ourselves wrong for it. And we really do make ourselves wrong for it. And I, you know, I have a story for that when we come back after break about, you know, ways that parents can actually help their children and help themselves. But you know, we have these sayings our whole entire lives. Don't judge a book by its cover. You know, don't say anything if you don't have anything nice to say. You know, before you decide that somebody is bad or wrong or is going to hurt you, you should know them. You should know, don't, you know, they didn't do anything to you. And all of these places where we learn these things that tell us that we really just need to put ourselves out there and get hurt before it's okay to say something doesn't feel right for me, or this person isn't the right person to have in my life, doesn't make them bad or wrong, just doesn't feel right for me, you know. And we're taught throughout our lives in ways that make that wrong, right? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, for me, it was actually a good thing, you know, like it was a blessing and the gift, what was being said to me and when and how. It was great, but I still didn't know how to handle it in my regular everyday life, you know. So couldn't even tell anybody.
Yeah, because who would you tell if they didn't understand or if they didn't know or they didn't have the information, right?
Yeah.
So that becomes an interesting thing for people to have to struggle with. And, and what would it take to change that so people can see the gift that it is and actually encourage people to share, you know, whatever, you know, some people call it their spidey senses, their knowing, their intuition, their set, whatever you want to call it, but to actually embrace, appreciate, share that information and get that it's actually really helpful to success. There is not one successful person out there that does not say, I've never gone against my knowing, my intuition, my gut. Like if it doesn't feel right, I don't choose it. If it feels like now, I go, even if I don't understand it, right? So think about that, and we'll be right back with you after these messages.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart, while you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song. You'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui. Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
So welcome back, everybody. Go ahead, Shefali. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, we are back. And I have to tell you, all this talk is bringing up a lot of memories for me. It'll bring up a lot of energies for me, as I'm sure it is for all of you as well. So I just want to encourage you all, invite you all just to take a deep breath and just be present back into your body. You know, just be present here and now. And, you know, let whatever emotions are coming up, just let them come up. It's okay, you know, and we will deal with them during this call. But it's really interesting how, you know, what Donna had said originally at the beginning about, you know, we are so intuitive, you know, and we're so psychic, and, you know, especially in our teenage years, and then we turn it off, and then we tap back into it when we're in our 40s, and that's exactly, I mean, it's exactly what happened to me. I was really intuitive until, like, you know, 20-something, and then I turned it off, and then, you know, in the past 10 years, it's been back on again, and in a much different way, you know, so, my intuitive capacities are different now than they were when I was younger, you know, and which is fine. And I'm really enjoying being able to receive information, get information, tap into my senses and get information that way to help me succeed, to help me live my life in a more ease-filled way. You know, I think when I was a teenager, it was just like haphazard. It just came to me whenever. Now it's my choice. I can choose and I can tap into it. So Donna, let's talk. Can we talk a little bit about how we can consciously choose to tap into our intuitive gifts and capacities in order to have more ease in our lives and businesses?
Sure. I think, one of the first things is to acknowledge that you are intuitive, to find the places where you've been able to recognize it and to start asking for it to show up so that you can be more aware as it's coming up so that you can start to listen to it, right? So, and it's really simple. It's sort of, you know, you're going to start your day. I'm a true believer in pre-paving your day, right? You get up 20 minutes earlier so you can just sort of sit, and whether that comes through writing or meditation or just, you know, looking at your calendar and being clear on your priorities and what you'd like to accomplish in a day, you start to ask questions. You know, what would be the greatest contribution to me? You know, what resources do I require to get this or this or this done? What's my next step? And in those moments, you'll start to get guidance and information. You'll be welcoming it in, and you can ask for it. So that you can start to receive it all throughout the day. And when you're beginning to do this, and you're just beginning to do this, I always recommend carrying a handheld, literally, like one of those digital tape recorders, kind of ridiculous to say, but a digital recorder, because you're going to be driving and you're going to notice something that you're going to want to remember later, and you just hit record and you say, oh my God. And that's even how, you know, some business ideas or book titles or information has come to me throughout the day, where suddenly you're receiving information that you've been asking for. And when you follow that later and you follow up on it later, you find that it turns out to be some of the biggest, best steps you've ever taken for you. And on the flip side of using it to sort of help you in guiding, like, you know, even if it's just a specific decision, if I choose this business, what will my life be like, you know, in 3 months, 3 years, 13 years, 30 years, whatever the question is, and then be willing to receive the information, that's your guidance system, and you're asking questions of it, and you are then you open up and you receive the information, and you don't have to wait there for an answer. Answers will come to you all throughout the day, and you just start taking note of it and you recognize it. And we talked last week about ways to play with that information too. You know, I talked about fun ways so that I can teach it to my daughter while we're going. You know, we ask for certain things to show up on our trips, and then we start to notice when it all does, so that we can get how connected we are to the universe and how much we can receive when we're asking and willing to. And all of that starts to play a role in your building your intuition, building your ability to question, ask, and receive specific information, and strengthening it. And of course, there's the flip side, which is when you get information about something not to do, right? So mm-hmm. I think we've all had that once, you know, I got a feeling I shouldn't choose this business deal. I got a feeling I shouldn't lend this person money. I got a feeling that I shouldn't go on the date with that person. And if we don't listen to it, we all have that story of, I knew, why didn't I listen to myself? I knew it and I didn't listen. I knew it and I didn't listen. So those are all things where we learn how our body's giving us information, how our senses and how our intuition is giving us information. And we have to be, or choose to be, in gratitude for all of it and learn from it and ask for it in a way that we can easily understand, so we can continue to build that muscle. Does that make any sense, or is that too much information?
Oh, no, no, absolutely. I just wanted to backtrack a little bit now. You know how you're talking about the digital recorder. Well, now, you know, we all have smartphones, and on our smartphones, we all have a record button of some sort, like some microphone, some record button. And I use that all the time. You know, if I'm in the car and I get an idea, I just hit record and I just start talking and it's there, you know. And I just wanted to also note that, you know, we don't have to sit in meditation anymore just to get information. We can ask questions and receive information throughout the day. I know that sometimes people teach that, you know, when you sit in meditation, then ask questions and write it in your journal right after you get out of meditation and so on and so forth. But you don't have to. You can ask questions throughout the day at any time and just be aware that the answer is coming to you. Once you ask, you will receive the answer. And I always use that question of, if I choose this, like a business deal or a project or a program or a training program, what will my life be like in 5 years? And I get the energy of it. So I'm not thinking about what the answer is going to be. I'm feeling, because like I said, I feel. So, you know, it depends. You might just get a knowing as well. And or, you know, you might get an image or you might hear, whatever, however you receive information. And I use that all the time, and it's great. You know, it has given me so much information, really good information, and that has, you know, I've made really wonderful choices because of that. And then the other ones I didn't choose because, like, I didn't get a good, you know, a good hit on it, you know? And so it's like, okay, and that's fine. So if my body and my being telling me what was right for me, what is good for me, what is expansive and light for me, and something else may be good for somebody else, right? So it's what's right for you in that moment, in that, you know, at that time. And so that's something that we do all the time. But yeah, you could even just, you know, ask questions by writing them down and then, you know, being observant, you know, during the day, throughout the day, being aware of what's going on in your life and in your surroundings to see if that information is coming to you or when it comes to you. And when it does, acknowledge it. I think that's one of the biggest things, is to acknowledge it and be grateful for it. And then you'll be able to see more information come to you, or you'll be able to be aware of more information that's coming to you, because it's always coming. and so that's one of the things that has helped me a lot in the past 10 years is, you know, asking questions. And then, you know, when I get a knowing or I get something acknowledging, it's like, oh, that's it. That's the answer. That's what I was looking for. That's the message I was wanting or waiting for, you know. And then when I get it, I really acknowledge it. It's like, yes, you know. And then, you know, then I ask again for something else, whatever it happens to be. So it's not about just once and that's it. It's like, continue, you know. This is a communication between you and the universe, between you and you, and you're always receiving. See, I can go off on tangents too, Donna.
Well, I think we know that that's okay. We both do that. And the great thing about that is it also gives an example of how it's different for both of us. Like, right, we've both been doing energy and transformation and coaching and working with people for many years. And we have very different styles. So even though we work very well together, that doesn't mean that we experience our skills and abilities in the same way. It doesn't mean that we heal or work with healing the same way, or we work with energy the same way, or we work with clients or business the same way. So one of the things that I tell people all the time is, you know, people often pick up these books, you know, dream interpretation, understanding mm-hmm. symbols, you know, using energy to do this, that, or the other, as though there's only one definition. So, like, you know, you get one of those dream books and it'll say, okay, well, if you see a white rose in your dream, then it means this, this, or this. And I say, you know, be really careful about the information that you're getting. Just because Donna says that when she feels this, it means this, doesn't mean that that's what it is to you, right? Because it usually isn't that way. Your guidance system finds the way to give you information in a way that you can relate to, you can understand, and that's totally different. It's based on your experience in this lifetime, and that's something that you relate to, which is very different than any experience that I might have had, right? So what I've learned is that even symbols over time for me have changed. So what a flower once meant to me now might mean something else, and what seeing an elder person might mean for me now means something else, because I've also changed over time. So I just say always stay in question and don't look for an answer of, well, I really would like to understand my intuition, but just tell me, what does a triangle mean? What does the number three mean? What does this mean? It's more like getting to be connected to your knowing and what it means to you. And you could even ask for help with that.
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely. You could even ask your guidance system, show me a sign of what a white feather means to me, and you'll find it. It will show up. You'll suddenly find constant pictures of your grandfather or something, or angels or whatever it is, and you'll go, white feather, I get it. That's what it is. And and you'll learn it. You'll make those connections, and they're your connections. So I hesitate when, I always tell people, don't go looking for answers as much as you stay in question and look to understand and build your relationship with your knowing, right?
And that's what this is, tapping into your intuition, using your intuition in your daily life and business is working with yourself, really. It's building that relationship with yourself, with your knowing, with your signs and symbols, just with everything that you do, and understanding, how it is for you. It's going to be different for each person. Like, Donna and I are totally different, but we both receive information. We both use these gifts in our businesses, in healing, in coaching, and everything, and it works, right? But we all learn differently, and we experience differently. And so it's about how it works for you and how it feels for you or what's right for you. And that's, one of the most important things is, like, what is right for you? Go with that. Don't go with what everybody else is doing and saying. Go with what feels good for you.
Which often sounds very selfish, so we're guided often to not do that because it doesn't make sense and nobody else will understand. I think when we come back from break, because this will be our last few minutes of the show after we come back from break, we'll just talk about one or two ways where you can start to strengthen, recognize it. Well, we talked about strengthening your intuition as you move forward from this point on. So we'll be back right after these messages.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Welcome back, everybody. Shefali and I were just saying, how does this go so fast? And Shefali, I was trying to type type back to you and send you a message back. And although our show always goes fast, my computer has stopped working, so I can't send it to you right now.
No worries. I can't believe how fast this show has gone by. It's like, oh my goodness. All right.
They always do. They really always do. So
we need more than an hour. What are we talking about? We need like 2 hours to talk.
I know. So we were saying that some strengthening activities, like what do you do now? So yes, you're intuitive. Yes, we've cleared some of the things that made us think that it's, you know, that it's not, that we're not out of the way. So now that we've talked about, you know, a way to start scaffolding some of the memories, pulling up and paying attention to how your guidance system talks to you. What are some things that you can, oh my God, my computer. What are some of the things that you can do so that you can actually start to strengthen those skills? And I apologize, but the answer to some of those techniques was listed for you right here on my computer so that I didn't lose them. So one of the things that I would say is that, you know, me, Shivali and I talk about gratitude every show, and it, there's mm-hmm. not a show that it doesn't come up. And one of the first ways that I could tell you to strengthen your knowing and your relationship with your knowing and your ability to be aware and receive and get this information is by receiving it, acknowledging it, and then being grateful for it and asking for more. Right?
Absolutely.
That's the greatest tool, I think. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. Number one, acknowledging it, being grateful for it, and asking for more. Asking, you shall receive. If you don't ask, if you don't tap into your intuitive capacities and gifts and your intuitive knowing, you just, you know, you're not going to get it because you're focused on something else, right?
Yeah, but also, you know, also acknowledging it. And I mean, that's even acknowledging it when... Well, I want to say, you know, even acknowledging it when it isn't working, it didn't work out to your advantage. For example, it showed up and you decided to disregard it. And then you realized after, in hindsight, it's a great time to still say, holy cow, I had the information and I didn't listen to it. Thank you. I had the information. Thank you for the knowing and the, you know, and the confirmation that it's helpful and that, you know, and it works and exactly. that my knowing is that good. And what would it take to have some more of that?
I'll try and listen to it.
Yeah, and could you give it to me in a way that's easy for me to understand?
Yeah. And that's something that, you know, I think, you know, that's something that's really important for us to ask, too, is that, you know, please give me the message in a way that I will clearly understand it, because sometimes I'm not getting it. So can you please give it to me in a way that I will understand with the, you know, with my experiences and with the knowledge and wisdom that I have, just in some way that I will get it. And
yep,
the more you do that too, the more you'll get it more clearly, right? You'll be able to get those messages more easily.
Absolutely.
You're asking.
And you're acknowledging. So, you know, so that's
and
sort of like
being grateful.
Yeah. So even when we talk about money, I say to people, you know, we often don't even acknowledge where money is coming from or when we're receiving it, right? So what does that mean? It's sort of like, well, we might be looking for a check or we might be looking to win the lottery. If we don't get the check or we don't win the lottery, we don't acknowledge that we happen to just get a refund for something that, you know, that we were waiting for a while, or we happen to just get a discount on something that we were going to buy. Mm-hmm. Or someone just happened to give you a gift of something that you had wanted to buy and now you don't have to spend the money. Like, those are all ways that we're receiving things that we often don't recognize, acknowledge, and feel grateful for because it's not coming in the way that we're looking for it. So that's why, you know, that's why I say be great, you know, look and receive and be grateful for all of it and really be grateful for all of it. And because very often we're getting what we're asking for and we don't even see it because we're looking for it to show up a certain way.
Oh, that's true. It never shows up the way you think it's going to. You know, and I hear that all the time and it is so true. You know, so get out of the wanting it to look like, you know, a certain way. Get out of the being a control freak like me. I'm a recovering control freak, I'll admit. But just be open to whatever shows up, you know, be open to whatever shows up. And you'll find that when you're open to it, it's even more magical. It's even better than what you could have imagined. And the information is just, it's on the tip of your tongue, you know, that kind of feeling. It's there. It wants to show up, but you're forcing it to show up in a certain way, and that sometimes blocks it a little bit. So just be open to however it wants to show up for you.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it for sure. So part of that comes from journaling what's coming up during the day, recording some of what you're seeing and what you're noticing, being in gratitude and being willing to ask questions. So if you have a sensation or you have something that comes into your head and you are not sure if that is your intuition or your monkey mind, then ask, truth, is this me or is this my knowing? You'll know, you'll get the answer. You will totally receive the answer to that question. You just have to be willing to ask it and not assume during that time. Right?
Yeah. And we tend to assume. We tend to go to conclusion decide something instead of being open to it. Yeah.
I agree. So any other tips for our listeners?
Oh, God. You know, for somebody who wants to start out, with intuition or tapping into their intuition, just start by asking questions. And if you don't want to ask out loud, you know, or in your head even, you can write it down and ask. And just, you know, make a list of questions and then just see what shows up. Because sometimes just having those questions in the back of your mind, somewhere in your field, it'll start to show up for you, you know, because it means you're consciously aware of it, right? So once you ask, then the answers will start to come in. And that's a good point for all of us all the time. You know, what is it that you really want? What is it that you want to know about? You know, start asking and being open to receiving and knowing that you are receiving the information.
Absolutely. Yep. So what can you do now different than you've already done as far as recognizing your intuition? And what did you get out of listening to this today? Did you notice or remember places and times that your intuition has shown up for you that actually was a gift to you, more than you had acknowledged before? Or did you come up with a technique that can help you build and shift and change your relationship with your intuition? Because it will never steer you wrong. So if you need to make a business decision, a life decision, a decision about the best time to take a trip or anything as far as what you're choosing in your life, what if you included your knowing, your intuition, your internal guidance system that is a gift to each and every one of us in our natural design in the process of actually planning, creating, and choosing each and every single day of your life?
Yeah, each I love and that. Every single day. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yep. And then if you miss a day, it's okay. Do it the next day. Right. So, and that's the thing, the more you start to do it, the more you start to ask questions, the more you start to become aware of the information that you're receiving and acknowledge it, the more it'll come, you know, it'll just keep coming to you as long as you keep asking, right? Keep asking. And have that focus of knowing that there's more information that's just waiting to come to you as well. It's not waiting, it's already there. But,
So being in the right place at the right time is no coincidence.
Yeah, or sometimes, you know, when you think of somebody and then half an hour later you happen to, you know, run into them, that's not a coincidence either, you know? Or mm-hmm. You think of somebody and then they suddenly call you. It's like,
Absolutely.
You know, we are connected all the time. You know, we are always connected. And so build this relationship, build this muscle, and use it to your advantage. Use it to help you in your daily life. Use it to help you with your business decisions and business choices and business programs and projects.
Absolutely. And I love the piece, you know, which I wish we said earlier, is the fact that we're all connected. I mean, we are connected to something much bigger than each of us. That allows us to, even when you want to talk about developing your intuition, I could literally tap into Shefali if I haven't spoken to her in a day and ask for information on how she's doing and is there something that I need to do or contribute, or even of my business. I could do the same entire thing, any one of my businesses or our business together, you know, what's required, what do I need, whether it's my daughter during the school day. I mean, we have the ability as though you're just tapping on an instrument, literally, when you're willing to use your knowing that way, to just get the information that would create a lot more ease and help you stay connected to the loved ones that we pretend that we're not connected to begin with. because we are connected to everything.
Absolutely. And we can use this connection to our advantage, you know, to make our lives easier, right? And to help us, you know, in our businesses and in our lives. It's a support system. It's another tool. So why not use it?
Yeah, it's a tool that I think we were all given for a reason. So what would it take for you to acknowledge it, for you to be grateful for it, for you to learn about it and use it to your advantage? And how can you actually start sharing stories about how you using it begins to change your life if it has not already, and how practicing and building it can change your life even more? How wonderful that is. So what do we have coming up, Shefali? Do you know?
No, of course not, because I can never find that email.
I know. And I don't have it in front of me because my computer totally just crashed. So I did talk about the fact that we have two guests that will be coming on, and I have to just double check the dates because we've changed them now that we're on Sundays and they were on Thursdays. One of whom is Catherine McIntosh, who I talked about last time, and the other is Lisa Zecchio, who is a phenomenal hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, who works with people all over the East Coast, who's phenomenal and talks about how you can actually repave your brain to create things that you would love to have in your life. So we've got great guests coming on to talk more about great, wonderful skills that can help enhance and take our lives to the next level if you choose. And then there's always your action, right? You listening to, gathering this information, and then choosing. So we look forward to all of that. And anything else you want to add?
I was just going to say, I love being on Sunday evenings. It's just, I have so much more energy than I did before. So it's
wonderful. And there goes our exit cue. I love it too. And we love you guys.
Thank you for being here.
Yes. Thank you so much, everybody. We'll see you next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye for now.